Now, the reason we're going to transcribe the melody, of course, is because I'm going to put it in my own customized key. And it's interesting. I know I'm going to be in trouble here because the lowest note I heard him hit was E, like, be okay, you know, like, and I can hit it now while I'm sitting here, but on a gig, E is a very low note for me. It's probably my lowest note. So this may be an exceptionally rare case where I actually play a song in a key that's above the original key. That almost never happens. My voice is low, and I usually take keys down from a fourth to a fifth to up to a whole octave in some cases. Like Beatles songs, like Paul McCartney singing super high, or like Journey or something. Yeah, that's one example. Like Journey in that song Don't Stop Believing, it's in E. And I have to take it down so far that it's actually still in E, but an octave lower. So, but this is a case where I'm not on a gig. I'm not going to be able to do that low E. So I'm actually going to have to change the key. That's the primary reason why I listen to the melody. And so I can really learn how to sing it. I mean, the chords are easy enough, but to fake a melody or to get lost of where your melody should be on a gig is very embarrassing. So here we go with the melody. All right, here we go. All right, so right there, I hear, blaming all on my roots. Like I hear do, you have to know where do is. Whatever your octave is. Da, 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 da. And I hear three, blaming all on my roots. So I hear two, two, three, three, two, one. So on the word all, blame it all, I write two. And then on the word on, I write three. And then roots, I write three, two, one. Blame it all on my roots. Right, and then so that's how the process of ear training. How did I know that was a three? Because whatever song you've learned for the third is, you know, oh blah dee, for example. There you go. Now the next section. Da 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 da. So there's still my three, da oh blah. So showed up in boots. So I hear the melody go on the word up. I hear it go up a little. Showed up. So that's got to be the fourth. If I double check myself, it's here comes a bride, right? And so I know I'm right. So this is what I do. I'm not going to excruciatingly go through this in every detail because I want to get on with it. But I hear three, four, three, five. So I'm going to put a five over boots.
Ruin your black tie fair.
Da, 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 da. So hang on. Da, da.
Black tie
fair.
Ruin your black.
Ruin. So that's two, like a two. Ruin your black. So one, two. So over ruined is a two. Black tie fair. It's so fair. So we're at two. Ruin your black tie. So tie is three. Do, re, mi. Do, re, tie. Do, re, mi. Ru. Don't ruin your black tie. And then a fair. I hear the tonic as So now I'm under the octave. It went lower. If is the octave, the fair is down from that. And how far is it down? It's that's a minor third going down, which is really the sixth of the key. It's hard to explain, but if you count it from do, re, mi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 6, 5, 4 is what I hear. I don't know if you followed that, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 6, 5, 4. And you can double check yourself because here comes the bride. There's our 4.
Last one, no.
Da, 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 da. That's two again. Last one, no.
Last one to show up.
And then two, two, four. Here comes the bride. All right, sorry. Here comes the bride.
I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
And then 3-3-3-3-3-3-3-2-2-1. I mean, 3-2-1. So, excuse my singing. Don't blackmail me. This would be a perfect opportunity to share embarrassing moments of Dennis. I'm really, you know, doing this for your sake. So, give me a break over here. Haha. All right, here we go.
I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes. And I took his glass of champagne.
So, duh, I have to see if that's any different. 2-2-2-2-3-2-1. Here comes the bride. Yeah, it does. It goes to 4 instead of 6-5-4. And by the way, to indicate in the first chorus that the 6-5-4 was below the octave, I'm just going to use my little system of putting a dot below. It's like from India, they put a dot below if it belongs in the octave lower. But here he goes to the 4. In other words, do, do, re, mi, 2-3-3-2-1, 3-4-3-5, 2-2-3-2-4. Right there. So eyes is 4. And then. Oh, I'm sorry. Champagne was 4. Glass of champagne. That's 4. So he's below the octave. When I toasted you, I hear that as 5 and 7. In other words, do, re, mi, fa, so. Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We may be through.
Da, and I hear that as 2. Do, re, we may be through. It's 4 again.
You'll never hear me complain.
And then 4, I'm sorry, 2 and 5. So you gotta watch like where he's above and below the octaves. Alright, here we go on the chorus. 3-2-1. That's 6. 3-2-1-6. And that's an octave below. Low. And then do dee, do dee da. That's a 6. So 1 below the octave, 6 below the octave, and 5 below the octave. If you see what I mean, like do 3-2-1-6, 1-6-5, like that. So that's a 3-2-1.
And the beer.
And then the beer. That's octave below. And then 6-5-4-3. No, that's 2. Do re, this is my blues. 3-2. So the word blues is 3-2. The blues away. That's a 6. So blues away. 3-2-6. And there's a note that's gonna kill me. 3-0. That's a 5th below. It's more than an octave. So from the 5th below to the 6th. Well, the 5th in 2 octaves below, and then the 6th in the octave just below the tonic, if you see what I mean. Be okay. So I'm going to put 2 dots below that 1/5, and 1 dot below that 6 and 5. 3-2-1. An octave below 1-6-5. Alright, so here's where in the next bit, if you've been bored with this, I hope you've been following, I'm going to actually see if I can come up with a key and put all this together.